And that's an espresso.
Yeah, that's a very nice espresso.
You just came from Ethiopia.
Yes, I just came from Ethiopia, and I had the privilege to visit the original coffee plantation. And I was really touched just by seeing how diverse the coffee plantations look in Ethiopia, how they grow so many other things along with it, and how much love they put also, and how much proud they are of their coffee.
So their plantations look like years back, or they are mechanized?
It's totally, nothing is mechanized. It's 100% organic. It's really following the tradition of growing in a sustainable manner. And I think the world needs to really look carefully how coffee is being cultivated, because it's a tremendous resource, and it's very much possible to grow coffee in a way that can bring back towards the land, can bring back economy to the communities where coffee is being grown. So we could all enjoy a cup of coffee that is fair and equal for everybody.
What are you doing now? Roasting?
Yeah, this is the roasting process, and here is where green coffee is transformed into something completely different, which is roasted coffee.
And the coffee is from where?
This coffee is from India. Our coffees only come from India. We would like to promote South Indian coffees all over the world. We believe that Indian coffee has a lot to offer. It's very unique. So we are advocating for supporting sustainable coffee plantations, and this is what we do now. We are roasting coffee from the region of Karnataka. It's a region called Coorg, which is the bowl of coffee of India, and it's a very round bodied coffee with a spice and aftertaste with some cocoa notes, and it's a perfect blend for espresso.
So that is the coffee from plantation you growing?
No, we don't grow coffee, we roast coffee. What we do is we select coffee plantations and coffee farmers, and we procure the lots for every season. So this coffee was selected last year in our trip to Coorg.
Did you bring any coffee from Ethiopia to roast?
We have brought some coffee from Ethiopia that will be roasted in a few minutes. And so it's the first time we are going to roast coffee from Ethiopia in our roastery. So let's see how it goes.
Besides the coffee, what do you think about our green international meeting that was going on in Addis Ababa from 23rd of November this year?
I think it was a great meeting. We were a very good team, very committed team. The possibilities in Ethiopia are big, and I think things are getting ready for Auroville to be able to cooperate with the Ethiopian people. There is a particular project in a piece of land where it has been given to Auroville for development. And I would like very much this project to happen, where our expertise on afforestation, medicinal plants, sustainable building, organic farming, fair trade marketing, all this can be applied there and shared with the locals, and really develop a model of farm and a community that can be implemented elsewhere.
So we got a lot of to offer.
I think Auroville now is ready to really undertake major outreach projects. The expertise are there, the collaboration are there. We just need to get our act together and just go ahead and do it.
Beside the meeting, what was the most impressive to you, or what stuck in your mind if you look back at that week?
I think I was really taken by the coffee culture in Ethiopia. Addis Abeba was a big, big surprise for me to see so many coffee shops, each of them unique, each of them run by different families. Cafes are packed, people go from one cafe to the other, they're very social, everything is very civilized. I was taken by the beauty of this culture, as well as the traditional culture of going to Harar and meet the roasters in Harar, meet the growers in Harar, see how this tradition is still going on, and we are participating in that, and we want to be part of it.
How do you know when it's ready?
By the color, by the sound, by the temperature, by the time, everything counts. The smell. So there is no any computer that is being programmed to do every roast. Every roast is very similar, but you know, our coffee is unique. Every batch has its own personality. This is ready. That's the moment of truth. And you open the drum and the coffee claps at you, telling you, I'm ready. This is a coffee from a region called Yerkot. It's the closest coffee region next to Auroville. It is certified by UTS, means that it's a sustainable practices are applied to the coffee plantation. It's a very good quality coffee. As you see, all the grains are big and equal. It roasts very evenly, so that means that the coffee has been harvested at the right time. It was properly ripe and taken for processing. It's a washed coffee. It's an extremely mild coffee. And the taste is fantastic. It's recommended to drink this coffee without milk, without sugar, preferably after lunch, along with some chocolate. That's the Surian people.
Yeah, there's not really a coffee tradition, yeah?
India has a tremendous coffee tradition, more than two centuries of tradition. And the coffee started to be popular next to temples. The man will be there, will roast some coffee, and we provide coffee to the pilgrims that were walking for long distances. And as soon as they reach the temple, outside the temple, they will drink their cup of coffee. That cup of coffee will wake them up and be able to enter into the temple and do their prayers. And since then, coffee culture in South India has been always there in the homes of people. And now it's taking a new level where coffee shops are mushrooming everywhere. And the coffee culture is spreading out not only in the south, but in the center, in the north, everywhere.
How long are you dealing with the coffee already?
I'm living for, I'm working with coffee since the past 17 years. So all started because in our home coffee was always on the table, and it was always a sign of conversation and dialogue. So dialogues at my house had the flavor of coffee, and that was really captured me. And then when I wanted to start some business, I decided to go through the coffee training programs in Spain, and there is when I really discovered how magical this bean is, how much you can learn out of it, how much coffee can connect you to cultures, how much coffee can connect you to nature, how much coffee can connect to yourself. I see coffee not just a beverage, but a way of life, a way of living life in a true spirit. And most of the times I feel that we forget important things, simple things like sitting with some friends and drinking a cup of coffee and just enjoying the moment.
Thank you.
The sun will shine tomorrow. No more crying, sad life again. I'll be stronger than my pain. Leave me alone, sadness and sorrow. The sun will shine tomorrow. No more crying, sad life again. I'll be stronger than my pain. Chick, chicka, reggae.